We're in Acts chapter 27, verses 4 through 12, and we're continuing to look at Paul's journey to Rome, where he is to defend himself before Emperor Nero. Let me pick up at verse 6. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy and put us on board. We made slow headway for many days and had difficulty arriving off Cnidus. When the wind did not allow us to hold our course, we sailed to the lee of Crete opposite Salmone, and we arrived along the coast with difficulty and came to a place called Fair Havens, near the town of Lycia. Well, Luke is beginning to clue us in on the difficulties that Paul and company are facing as they are aboard this Alexandrian grain ship. Notice verse 7 again. When the wind did not allow us to hold our course, we sailed to the lee of Crete opposite Salmone. Well, the battle was far from over. Luke tells us we moved along the coast with difficulty and came to a place called Fair Havens near the town of Lycia. Fair Havens was the first convenient shelter that they could use after they rounded Cape Salmone. They docked there and waited for the wind to change. The problem was, no one knew if and when it would. Luke notes that this port was connected to the city of Lycia. This is not superfluous information. He is letting his readers know that if the captain decided to pause the voyage, the captain would be able to find quarters there for the winter. Now, that was going to be the biggest question. Should they anchor there or find a better harbor further west? The other option was to try to make it to Rome during the treacherous part of the sailing season. As we will see, the question at hand was going to produce some debate between the Alexandrian ship captain, Centurion Julius, and the Apostle Paul. So let's start looking at verses 9 through 10. Luke records much time had been lost, and sailing had already become dangerous because by now it was after the Day of Atonement. So Paul warned them, "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to the ship and cargo and to our own lives also." Now, a first-time reader of Acts chapter 27 probably won't realize it, but Luke is setting the stage for what is about to happen to everyone aboard the Alexandrian grain ship. First, he says, much time was spent, referring to the delays that they had already experienced. We cannot be exact about how much time had transpired. As John MacArthur pointed out, we don't know how much time, but plenty of time. Maybe weeks went by, maybe more. Very likely, at least a month, and when sailing was now dangerous, then, he adds, because the fast was already past. Now, that last phrase is interesting, because the fast was already past. Scholars inform us that that phrase refers to the Jewish Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. The Day of Atonement is the annual event that takes place on the 10th day of the 7th month of the Jewish calendar, the month of Tishri. In the Roman calendar, it falls at the end of September or the beginning of October. In 59 AD, Yom Kippur took place on October 5th. That means that Luke is writing about a ship council that is taking place on that date. We'll see more of it next time on Verse by Verse.